News Talk 1620 WTAW. Bryan School District administrators have informed the school board about changes to bus routes and class schedules starting after Christmas break. Instead of transportation hubs, there'll be two fleets of buses getting students from home to school and back. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says the decision to start kindergarten through sixth grade classes before 7th through 12th grades followed meetings with various constituencies.
We did look at every possibility. So to set the stage, currently our elementary schools, 50% start early, 7:33. 50% start at 8:30. So you have us, you know, which way are you going to go? So this discussion about do we consider flipping and making our secondary children go early and our elementary children go later was very heavily discussed among all leaders. And when I say all leaders, I mean every principal at every level and every director, including fine arts, athletics. And certainly it depends on your vantage point, which one you prefer. If you know you've got to get buses to games and things like that, it's more convenient to do just as Ms. Waller explained and to start early and go ahead and get on those buses in the afternoon. But when our leadership looked at it from a perspective of 16,000 children and where are most of the children and what is best, the feeling was that to completely flip the schedule was too intrusive and too much of a change at this given time. That doesn't mean that years down the road that won't be looked at. But for now, it was more, our elementary children are probably better served to start early and finish early. And our secondary kids, it's hard to get them rolling real early. And that we would keep with that thought that they would go late. That kind of is also in line with local area school districts. So we kept that mindset the same. Now, the biggest change will be those children who have had a late start elementary and now go to the early. They're our group that will have the biggest change. Now, ironically, the majority of those schools have had an earlier start in their history. And they're now they've just gone to later, and now we're going to shift them back. But a few schools have historically been later, more like an 8:30, 8:20 start. They'll have the biggest change. But we did discuss it at length, and we feel like this is the best for the majority of the children and staff.
Communications Director Brandon Webb, who led one of eight subcommittees and was today's primary spokesman, says the goal is to keep the schedule through the 2018-19 school year.
What is the timeline for implementation? Revising the school start and end times, changing the instructional schedules, that's January 8th, the spring semester, the first day the kids are back. So we have some communication responsibilities between now and then, obviously, to get the word out. And that will be my job and the job of all of us, really, to work on that. Why then? To answer that question, why now or why then? All of the groups that this plan was presented to, these recommendations were presented to, the question repeatedly was asked, should we do this mid-year or should we do this next year? And the teachers, the staff, the principals, the trustees that we've spoken to about this already, parents consistently said, don't limp along, fix it. Fix it now, rip the Band-Aid off, fix it for kids, and start the new year. Nobody wanted to wait. It was an overwhelming preference to change it mid-year. These are the ramifications of doing that. This is a rather complicated chart, but to boil it down, basically you could draw a line right here, right down the middle of the chart, and split the start times between 7:35, that's tier one for grades pre-K through six, and grades 7 through 8, tier two, and 8:20 start time. The dismissal times are a little different for each group, 3:10, 3:20 for 5 and 6, 4:05 for 7 and 8, and 4:00 for 9 through 12, because we needed to build some additional time in for the tiers to work in the afternoon. Okay, to zoom in even tighter on this and go more closely by grade level. For elementary, the blue is where we are currently. The green is what we are moving toward. So the building will open at 7 o'clock. School starts at 7:35 for elementary kids with a 3:10 dismissal. Intermediate, again, a 7:30 building open. Currently, we're moving to a 7 a.m., 7:35 start time, and 3:20 dismissal. You can see the impact on that as far as what the changes are in the far right column if you want that level of detail as well. For middle school, 7:30 start time, or 7:30 building open, rather, 8:20 start time, and then dismissal at 4:05. And high school, Bryan and Rutter specifically, buildings open at 7:30. Students are in class beginning their learning at 8:20, and the dismissal is 4 p.m. that afternoon. There are some different impacts as well with MC Harris and Bryan Collegiate. We would want to note is aligned with the Blinn College schedule, so they are not changing their start and end times, and their families will be informed about that this afternoon as well. We think the system may be so successful that it may draw additional ridership, which would be wonderful. It would definitely decrease some of the pressure in the car rider line. And also with the end of football season, we may see some additional riders come on board then as well. So planning for the year ahead, the question was, well, what about next year? You know, if we tell people we're going to change start and end times January 8th, are they going to face this again for next fall? And the goal is for that not to happen. The goal is to try and maintain the revised start times that so there's a year and a half under everyone's belt. We see how the system functions and how it looks over that period of time.
Again, you're listening to comments from today's Bryan School Board meeting regarding changes starting January 8th in bus routes and class schedules. Communications Director Brandon Webb says parents will be getting new cards in the mail identifying new bus routes and times.
In fact, not only a fresh card with routing information, but a redesigned card. We found in our conversations that the card wasn't necessarily comprehensible to people who weren't transportation experts. So we wanted to go with something that uses common English. Instead of RT number, which wasn't clear to everyone, that means route number, which also corresponds to the bus number. Say bus number, you know? I mean, it's little low-tech solutions like that, you know, that, I mean, standing here today, they sound like common sense, but there's a valid reason, I'm sure, back then when it, so this is part of the evolution of that. Yes, the answer is they will get new cards, and we'll be communicating that out over the next month or so as well in advance of this, and there will be additional all-call, too, going out to families to just remind them again during the break, but prior to the start of school. So quite a bit of communication left to do. This is really, I think, the beginning of the communication push.
Between now and January 8th, Webb says bus drivers and those who manage bus routes will be practicing.
Throughout the months of November and December are real-world, real-time dry runs of this process. That's drivers in buses running all of these routes and accounting for the time it takes to load and unload the buses. So physically making sure that this system works as expected. If we can make any tweaks to improve it, we will. But that's a driver behind the wheel actually doing this for all of our routes, okay? Real time, in motion. And I think that's a significant benefit over probably where we were before, with some of it still being a little theoretical before the school year started. This is actually buses on the streets. And then monitor, adjust, and evaluate as we move forward.
Webb says another of the subcommittees working through changes in providing school breakfast to students.
What time does our staff get to school? What time do they turn on the ovens to make breakfast for kids? What time is the shutdown time and everybody needs to be in class now? So all of those logistics are the purview of those subcommittees and under the direction of those directors that are leading that effort, and they have comprehensive, detailed spreadsheets really developed to address exactly those kinds of things and talk about staff arrival times and what time does a certain duty happen based on when you get to work and based on when we need to be ready for kids and that sort of thing.
Webb also brought up the budget impact of changing bus schedules.
With very good news from the consultant, we can do this with the resources we've got. Could we always use more drivers? Absolutely. We would never turn that down, the opportunity to have more trained staff. But as far as our bus rotation system goes and our bus fleet or inventory, we're very well positioned to be able to accommodate this without having to go out and significantly incur more debt or more investment in buses. So our normal rotation system will serve us well at this time.
A link to additional information from the Bryan School District's online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.